the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Sermon for today, the Sunday after Ascension Day. Where I am, there you may be also. Anyway, it was written by late Archbishop John T. Calhoun, Jr. Today's collect reminds us of the predicaments in which Jesus' disciples found themselves in between the Thursday on which he ascended into heaven and the Sunday 10 days later when he sent them the Holy Ghost. In those days, they were in a sense back to the same situation that had existed before the first Christmas. God was in heaven, Jesus was up there with him. But no person of the Holy Trinity was specifically on earth. The collect acknowledges the great, powerful, and victorious wonder of the Ascension, saying that God has exalted Jesus with great triumph into his kingdom in the skies. But now that he has taken Jesus away to his right hand, we ask him not to leave us here without any comfort. We beg him to send his Holy Ghost to comfort us and exalt us unto the same place whither our Savior Christ has gone before. That is to say, take us to heaven. We want him to do for us what he did for the disciples in the first century. Please send us the Holy Spirit, not only so we can be sure we are connected to God while we are here on earth, but also so we can be sure we are going to heaven in the end and experience some of heaven while we are still here until it's coming again. The place we experience heaven most directly and most surely is during Holy Communion, especially when I say, therefore with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, at that point, in the service, we are lifting our hearts up to heaven so we can sing the song of heaven along with the angels. That song is Holy, Holy, Holy. The song both the Old and the New Testaments tell us the angels sing before the throne of God all the time. We lift our hearts and voices to heaven. And then the bread of heaven comes down to feed us. Jesus says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. It is Holy Communion which puts us in heaven and which puts heaven in us. Holy Communion is a work of the Holy Ghost. In that heaven section of today's celebration, we are going to hear the proper preface for Ascension time. It says that after his resurrection, Jesus manifestly appeared to his apostles and in their sight ascended up to heaven to prepare a place for us, that where he is, thither we might also ascend and reign with him in glory. The proper preface connects most directly to what Jesus said to the disciples at the Last Supper. Words from St. John's Gospel, which we read frequently at funerals. Jesus is trying to tell the disciples not to be sad when he goes away from them and ascends into heaven. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. He means don't worry. You trust God, so trust me too. There is plenty of room in my Father's house. I would not lie to you about that. I'm going up there to get your place ready. If I take the trouble to get your places ready, you can be sure I will come back to get you so you can go back up there with me and move in. When I visited his parish late last year, one of our priests showed me a video which commented on that passage. The video said that a custom in Judaism was that after a woman and a man agreed to get married and drew up the prenuptial financial agreement, the groom-to-be would build an addition to his father's house. On the day of the marriage, he would go to the bride's father's house to collect her and bring her to the new wing of his father's house, and they would move into it. The video was making the very pleasant point that Jesus is using imagery connected to matrimony when he says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you. Where I am, there ye may be also." Jesus is our bridegroom after all, so it makes sense that the place he gets ready for us after his ascension is an organic part of his Father's house. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. But Christ's ascension also has another more cosmic meaning. St. Paul says he ascended far above all heavens that he might fill all things. The ascension does not only mark Jesus' victory over the world, it also places Jesus on the throne as a ruler of the universe, who makes his presence known and felt throughout all creation by his Holy Spirit. The only region of Jesus' universal kingdom over which any of us has control is our own heart. If we let him rule there as our king, we will be as close to heaven as this life allows us to be. Leave us not comfortless, but send to us thine Holy Ghost to comfort us and exalt us unto the same place whither our Savior Christ is gone before. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as his most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.